Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080. The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
God, why is that in there? Like, stop.
I don't know.
My mouth was big enough that it just fit in nicely.
Okay, what's your point?
You guys get off somewhat on time.
You are?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
I love your peanuts, man.
I get off on time every time.
60% of the time, every time.
How's everybody? It's the club.
Woo!
We made it.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
Finally.
Basically, we do 3 hours of radio just to get to this hour.
Yeah. Then once you get here, it's like, all bets are off.
This will be the Creepo Artist edition of the club because we're going to talk about R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, and all those guys.
Now, R. Kelly's out of prison, right?
I think he is.
Yeah, he got arrested for the child porn stuff, and then he got released, and then he got rearrested because he owed like a couple hundred grand in child support payments, but I think someone posted a child support payment for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he got out again?
I think he's out again.
I may have missed that last week.
Yeah. Yeah, he went to jail, then got out, and then went back, and I think he's out again from what I saw.
Well,
yeah, he owed like 190 grand in child support payments, and I guess he claims he doesn't have any money. He says he's broke.
Really?
Well, I mean, he obviously didn't have 190 grand. Someone had to pay it for him.
Mike, do you have those clips of R. Kelly?
Yes, I do.
Is this on the Gayle King interview?
Yeah. I just wanted to play a little part.
Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Okay.
And yeah, he's out of prison now. He paid some of that back child support.
Yeah, I don't know who advised him to go do an interview with Gayle King, the Oprah friend.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. When you're
actually
insane, stay off the camera. It's like the Sandusky thing. Remember when Sandusky was getting ready to stand trial and they put him on there? Was it with like Bob Costas? Like,
yeah.
Who thought that was a good idea? Like Bob Costas, I think that's who it was.
It was Costas, yeah.
Yeah, I remember they were like, hey, Mr. Sandusky, are you attracted to kids? And he was like, well, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no to that.
Hell no.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, you know, his attorney's off camera like, this did not go the way we were hoping.
Well,
it.
Yeah. What's the point of having him on there anyway? He's going away for life.
Well, I think
what's
it's
the point?
Like it's a you're trying to get a different narrative out there.
With Sandusky?
Yeah. Well, it's with all these guys, right? You know you're going to have to go stand trial.
There's no different narrative that was going to, with Sandusky, that
no.
was going to happen. Now, R. Kelly's still fighting. He'll give in eventually. And like I said, because he's going to go away for a long time, but my contention is that R. Kelly will not survive the next 2 years. He will be dead.
And I guess the people that are close to him are saying that he is...
He's going
to
die.
This is not going to be good.
He's not going to be able to handle it.
If he goes away, he cannot handle it. And yeah, it was $160,000, and he got it got paid by a benefactor. I don't know who that is or what, but...
Weird. That's like the first time, though, somebody bailed him out. They wouldn't say who it was. It was just some old woman that he knew.
Yeah, this time it's someone paid $160,000 in child support and he forked it over to his ex-wife.
All right, well, here's the best part of the R. Kelly interview with Gayle King. It did not go well.
Yeah. After his arrest last month, Kelly spent 3 nights in jail until a female acquaintance bailed him out. His first taste of freedom, a meal at McDonald's.
Can you explain why you get out of court and the first thing you do is go to McDonald's? I mean, and you're just sort of yucking it up at McDonald's. I just think, considering the seriousness of the charge, I just wouldn't think you'd go and hang at McDonald's. Is it just me?
You ever been in jail, Gail?
No, I can honestly say I've never been in jail.
Okay, so then,
no.
Listen to me clear.
I'm listening.
Okay. So I was very hungry. My favorite restaurant, okay, is McDonald's. Because I love my mom, and I got memories of me and my mom when we used to go to McDonald's, and we could only afford a Danish and some coffee, okay? So when it comes to that McDonald's, that M stands for mom. Mm,
okay.
That's my story to that.
All right.
So when I got out of there, I said, I'm going to get me a Big Mac, a fry, and a Coke. Mm-hmm. I had my hoodie on.
Sound familiar?
I went to McDonald's, and I ate.
Yeah.
What is the crime in that?
Kelly repeatedly insisted during our interview he was a victim of a smear campaign fueled by social media. His frustrations boiled over.
Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man! This is not about music! I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it!
What?
Y'all just don't want to believe the truth! You don't want to believe it!
Robert,
you just don't want to believe it!
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. That's his crisis manager trying to calm him down. But Kelly's emotions remained very raw.
It's real girls out there missing. It's real young girls out there being abducted, being raped, okay? They really do have chains on their wrists, and they can't get out.
Robert,
and they're ending up buried in debt.
Robert, we have to have a conversation.
This is not me.
I don't want you just ranting at the camera, because I really do want people to hear you.
Well, I think the people want to hear me.
I do want people to hear you.
I came here for them to hear me
okay,
talk.
Okay, but please,
They came to hear me talk.
Yes.
They came. You know what? I need help. Everybody's talking about R. Kelly need help.
What does that mean?
I need help.
What kind of help?
This is the kind of help I need.
Yes, what kind of help?
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart. Because my heart is so big. People betray me, and I keep forgiving them.
You sound like you're playing the victim here. You sound like R. Kelly.
No,
you
S.
do. When I listen to you,
I'm
it does sound
the
like
truth.
You're playing the victim
I'm
card.
Just telling the truth. You ain't seen me in no all. I'm telling the truth.
Nice performance. I mean, it really was a pretty good performance. You gotta give him that.
I like the performance of Gayle because R. Kelly like stands above her.
You
and
see
is
that
like,
picture floating around?
Yeah, he's like losing it. And she just kind of sits there and is like, Robert.
Yeah, she was very calm.
It's kind of from a low angle, and he's standing and he looks furious and he's pointing at the camera, and Gayle King is sitting there stoic, just waiting.
Yeah, she did a good job.
I love when he asked or she asked him if he's ever had sex with an underage girl. And he married an underage girl.
Have I ever?
It's the Sandusky thing. Well,
I think.
And he did say in the interview,
he doesn't
see
it's
age.
It's complicated.
He sees legal and illegal. That's all he sees. I think he apparently sees more illegal than legal, but, you know.
And he was saying he was talking about his relationship with his kids.
Yeah.
She asked him in there. He does not have a relationship with his kids.
No, but he's trying.
And he wants one. But they think he's a creep.
He has relationships with many other kids, though, so I guess it's okay.
Dude, it's crazy, man. I
What's crazy is that this dude's been allowed to be a pedophile for the better part of, what, 3 decades?
And haven't we known this for at least weird 5 years?
Well, he was on trial and he got away.
Yeah, I guess they
well, I mean, he didn't run
supposedly
away.
They couldn't acquitted. Prove that he was the one on the tape.
Well, no, the girl didn't testify.
Yeah.
What it was the girl that somehow they believed that he was able to get money to the girl who was going to testify against him, because she was the linchpin in the whole thing, right? Yeah. She was going to hammer him, and she backed out.
Yeah.
And that's why he got off.
I'm sure she got paid. And then again, like...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he paid her, and nobody knows what happened to her, and it's like, okay, clearly we see what happened here.
A large chunk of change. But yes, everyone knew about it. I remember that... During that R. Kelly, the special on Lifetime or whatever it is.
Well, that's what got him.
Yeah, that brought him down. But, like, he went on an interview after he married, was it Aaliyah, who I think was 15, 16 at the time. And they were asking them about their relationship. And both of them were laughing and kind of smiling, being like, well, we're not going to talk about it. We're just really close. Like, are you guys sleeping together? Well, you know, They openly joked about it.
I don't kiss and tell.
Yeah. Well, and he did, like, I think she made an album called Age is Just a Number. I mean, for heaven's sakes, and then his, like, road manager admitted that he faked the birth certificate.
Did you see the SNL bit on this?
No, I didn't see that one.
I have given you so many clues!
It's just amazing.
Who is it? Keenan Thompson played him? He's good. Should watch it.
Does anyone feel bad for R. Kelly? Funny.
What? Why would I feel bad for R. Kelly?
Because there are people out there that have to. His music sales have gone up throughout this whole thing.
I've seen this on the social medias a little bit. A lot of people are trying to name these other people who have been caught in bad situations. They're going, why aren't you focusing on these people? R. Kelly, you're not focusing on Woody Allen. And it's like, well, we did focus on Woody Allen when that stuff all happened. And they're trying to defend him in these weird ways.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a whole group of people out there that are like, nope, well, Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, nothing to see here.
Well, they're idiots. We love them. They're idiots. But Michael Jackson's dead, and R. Kelly isn't, so there is a difference.
Yeah, well, Michael Jackson can't defend himself. R. Kelly can by going on insane rants.
So can we listen to their music anymore? This is the big debate now. Is like,
everyone's calling
hot milk. You know, we have little cookies.
Oh, God.
I will tell you this. I was at the gym the other day, and I did not think I had any Michael Jackson on your phone.
Your iPod, old man?
My iPod. Yeah, my iPod Shuffle. It's a Nano. Holds like the 30 songs on there. It's a big deal. But I had a
portable disc player.
Does it have boost based and anti-shock protection? Because if it doesn't, I'm not interested. But it's a Michael Jackson cover of Come Together, the Beatles song. And I will admit, I felt a little weird.
That's a little weird, yeah.
That it came on, and I did go ahead and just hit the fast forward on that.
Well, like Bill Maher said, pretty young thing.
Yeah.
It's like, But, you know.
Look, I wouldn't.
Bad?
I wouldn't yell at someone. I wouldn't, like, go out of my
way. I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't be like, you disgusting human being, you're listening to Michael Jackson. But for me, it's a little uncomfortable. Luckily, I don't listen to R. Kelly, although, you know, Space Jam, I Believe I Can Fly.
I've never really listened to R. Kelly, so that's not a problem for me. But Michael Jackson, that's an interesting one.
And Ignition, too. Man.
No. Will you listen to Michael Jackson, Mike? You going to still listen to that guy?
I'm really torn on this. We talked about this when you were out last week a little bit. I think I can separate the music from the person because I really enjoy the music, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to listen to it without feeling a little weird about it.
But what's really changed is just because you've seen Leaving Neverland, we knew he was a pedophile.
No, Michael Jackson has always kind of creeped me out. I haven't listened to Michael Jackson music in many, many moons.
But there's nothing new.
No, like, there's nothing new.
Except for the details, which...
Yeah, now...
Leaving Neverland, I thought, I watched only part one. I don't even know if I'm going to watch part two. It's not that good.
It's not.
And I would say that it's almost...
I don't find the accusers when you read through the stuff. You don't know if they're super believable or not.
Oh, well, I believe them, but I found it too graphic. It was, like, too graphic.
Yeah.
Basically, the whole crux of it is just, you know, what he did to them. And it's just like, okay, I get it. I guess the overriding way in which he kind of, seduced the whole families was interesting because we didn't really know that part of it. But
yeah, when he talked about being when he got into details, I will admit that got hard for me to watch.
Yeah, I mean, they go into graphic details.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really need that as much.
It's pretty sketchy. And so, like I said, after the first 45 minutes of the second one, maybe a half hour.
Yeah. I didn't learn anything new in the second one.
No, there was nothing really new. And
he's
it was
a pedophile.
Just,
we all knew that.
Yeah. Well, at the very least, he was really, 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 really creepy. But it is odd that he's not around to defend himself. But
the family's defending him.
Yeah, the family defends him. But I don't know. I walked away from that. I've always believed that Michael Jackson, at best, was a really creepy, disturbed individual. At worst, and I say more than likely, he was a pedophile and a child molester. But I walked away from Leaving Neverland more upset at the parents than I was at Michael Jackson and all the people that were around Michael Jackson. Because
the moms are
the moms,
extra.
Two of the dads have committed suicide.
Yeah, they didn't interview the dads in them.
Well, two of them are dead.
Well, they only had two. They only had two.
Yeah,
so they're
but
both dead?
There's other accusers. Just the one of the dads
in the film
committed suicide, and then another one that accused him, that dad, committed suicide too. I came away actually more upset at the parents than I did at Michael Jackson, simply because I already knew all the stuff about Michael Jackson. I knew about the bedroom alarm. I knew about the creepy pedophile-like behavior. Whether he did or didn't, I don't know for certain. I believe that he did. But he stood trial. He got off, but so did OJ. But
oh, he did. You think there's doubt that he wasn't a...
I'm open to the idea that he was so creepy and messed up and was like just a weird, disturbed little kid and a drug addict. I guess there's still part of me that believes that that's possible, simply because of all the investigations that went into him. And he stood trial. They weren't able to find anything concrete on him. I find that...
Well, he's rich.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, really rich.
Look, like I said, if I was a betting man, I'm betting yes. I think he molested a lot of kids. But I'm not 100% certain. But what I am 100% certain of is those parents and all the people that worked for Michael Jackson that allowed that behavior to go on and enabled it, that, for 100%, those people are accountable. I mean, that's ridiculous.
All right, what happens when you find an R. Kelly sex tape just kind of hanging out in your house you didn't know you had?
Should I go look through some
you might need
old
to.
VHS tapes?
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Yeah, on the whole listening to Michael Jackson or R. Kelly's music thing, I don't know, I think I can still listen to... I don't listen to R. Kelly. I don't listen to much Michael Jackson anyway. But I think I can still listen to him. But as I say that, like if it were a band that I listened to more, I wonder how I would feel. It's easy for me to say that because I don't listen to a lot of Michael Jackson. But when he comes on, I don't go, oh, you know, I can't listen to this. I think that's a little much. It's like when... Okay, so it's just music, right? There's a lot of music out there, so I can just listen to something else.
Sure.
It's easy to give up. What happens when, like, the iPhone maker is a pedophile? Now do we all stop using iPhones? Like, when it's something that we really are relying upon in society, you know, it's like, I think we're kind of selective with this whole thing here.
Well, we are. And everything is selective. Because if you look at it, like, corporations, there's a lot of bad stuff, right? Like, dude, your iPhone isn't being put together by union-paid labor in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right? There's some 10-year-old making 7 cents an hour probably putting that thing together, or your Nike shoes or your designer bag. You know, there's a lot of stuff.
You mean your designer bag?
My design. I don't think I have a designer bag.
Spent $1,000 on it.
It better be.
First off, it's not. I wouldn't say that Filson is a designer label. A label that is just a good American company.
Tell you what, I'm paying $1,000 for a damn bag. It better be designer.
My point is, I think there's a lot of things that if you dug deep enough, you could find moral outrage to not buy the product or listen to the music or watch the movie. I have a friend of mine that's in the music business, and some of the stuff he tells me about certain bands that he's worked with, it makes you cringe. But unfortunately, you hear so much about all these different bands, you're like, well, you kind of do have to do a little separating, but it's up to the individual to decide how much you're willing to put up with. It's like Kevin Spacey, right? Like, do you The Usual Suspects is one of my favorite movies of all time. When it comes on now, though, it's got a different feeling because I know I'm watching creepy ass pedophile Kevin Spacey. It ruins it for me a little
bit. American Beauty is a little worse.
Yes.
Because of the role that he plays in that.
Yeah.
So but
I have, for me personally, all I'm saying is when Michael Jackson comes on or a Kevin Spacey movie or whatever, I feel weird about it. It makes me uncomfortable watching those things. And it's not like I would think less of myself if I watched it or someone else listened to the music or whatever. I just know for me, it gives me an uncomfortable feeling. And if that happens, you shouldn't be doing it. But if you don't have a problem with it, I'm not going to be the one to tell you that I have the moral high ground that you should or shouldn't be watching or listening to something.
What if Smollett shows up? Like, what if somebody casts Jussie Smollett now? Because they're like, oh, this will be great publicity, and they put him in their show.
Yeah,
you watching that?
No, I wouldn't, because it's the same thing. I'm like, dude, I don't want to reward you for paying this scumbag. And I think there's an element that you only get really one chance when these sorts of things occur. You get to vote in only one way, and you vote with your wallet, right? You vote with your time, your attention, your wallet. And to me, I don't want to reward someone for hiring a scumbag. It's like Louis C.K. I thought was really funny. But after finding out that his idea was of a good time was to back female comedians into a room and then work it in front of them without their consent, I'll never pay that guy another dime. If he showed up to Portland and was like, hey, $10 tickets to see Louis C.K., if I was there, I would laugh. But I'm not going to reward that guy. I don't want that guy to make a living off of my dollar. And so I'll choose to pass on it, even though I still think he's funny.
Couple texts. One says, hey, these scandals are really ruining my DJ game.
Well, here's the
I bet they are.
Here's the thing. Can you listen to young Michael Jackson before he was a pedophile? Like Jackson 5?
Yeah. Yeah.
I Want You Back.
Why not?
He wasn't a pedophile. How about this? Can you listen to Michael Jackson before, like when he was still black?
Yes, I
but,
can.
But then when he became white Michael Jackson, then you say no?
I don't say no. I've told you all, I can listen to him. I can separate the art, the music from what he did. I think he made great music. So
yeah, he did.
I mean, I can separate the two. A lot of people, I get what you're saying, but I just don't, I mean, I don't know. If Jussie Smollett's in a show and I really like let's say Jussie Smollett shows up in Game of Thrones, I'm not turning off Game of Thrones. Sorry. He's a douche, but whatever.
You're still like, well, I'm not turning off. Again, this goes back to your individual choices and how much you like certain
entertainment. Like if somebody said, oh, I'm turning off Game of Thrones, I understand that. I wouldn't do it, though.
Yeah.
Like here's a text that says, if we only listened to Steely Dan, we'd have nothing to worry about.
Until we find out that Steely Dan is a horrible, horrible human being.
Great man. Great band.
I don't know that.
Great band.
You don't know Steely Dan.
Love Steely Dan. If only they just wouldn't sing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you like Steely Dan?
I think they're great.
Huh.
I just don't like I mean, their music is very good, I think. I've always liked it.
I don't know if I could tell you a Steely Dan song.
Oh, yes, you could.
No, I don't think I could. Can you? Because I don't
know. I'm Googling.
You're in the process of Googling right now.
Yeah, I don't know the names of their songs, but I know. I mean, they're unique.
Look, I'm sure if a song came on and someone was like, oh, that's Steely Dan, I'm sure I could be like, oh, okay, well, that's Steely Dan.
We can't dance together. No, we can't talk at all. What's that song called?
I don't know, but I'm hoping.
Hey 19.
I'm hoping we clipped that.
You know that?
No. You've yet to.
You don't know Hey 19?
Hey 19.
Beep. No, we can't then. Isn't that Hey 19?
That's
there.
What's
Steely
this?
Steely Dan, dude. This
what
is
song
this is Hey 19.
I'm with you, Sook. I don't know anything about Steely Dan.
Well, you're a little young. Sook should know Steely Dan.
I don't. Like I'll admit it. I
are you reeling in the year?
Okay.
There's Steely Dan. Go.
That I know. See, here's the thing. I know that song immediately. I didn't know that was Steely Dan.
They have a unique, here's Reeling in the Ears. They have a unique sound, but I just don't like their vocal. It's like their music.
See,
now they should be an instrumental band.
I've heard this song 1,000 times, and I never knew it was Steely Dan.
Yeah. They're good, man.
I mean, there's so many bands that are like that. I think for people like the Moody Blues, Steely Dan. You're like, you're like, what? And then you hear the song, you're like, oh.
Moody Blue's pretty special, dude.
Haven't you ever been to a concert before with a band that you is famous, you've
Ricky,
heard of?
Ricky, don't lose that number. That's Steely Dan.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I forgot they did this song. You're
Send
like,
it off in a letter. You know that?
Boy, you are really on a Steely Dan roll.
I like Steely Dan a lot.
Even though you couldn't name one of their songs until you looked it up.
I don't know a lot of titles of... I don't know. Yeah.
And for someone who hates their vocals, you sure do like to sing the vocals.
Well, but that's the... What do you want me to do? Like sing guitar riffs? Well, anyway. I'm a little disappointed in your lack of Steely Dan knowledge.
Sorry. Not up on my Steely Dan. I think everyone has bands like that.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That escalated quickly on the text line.
Oh, boy.
Jesus. Okay, where were we? Oh, I want to tell you about the Pennsylvania
guy.
Come
on, Snowflake.
Can we talk about the Pennsylvania guy who found an R. Kelly sex tape?
No.
Yeah, I want to discuss this.
Yeah, this is wild.
And he just found
it. He found it in his closet, and he has no ties to R. Kelly. What the hell?
Or does he?
So we'll get to that next. Here's Mike.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double sun power!
Okay, so I was blown away by this story before we get to John. And it's about R. Kelly, but this guy lives in Pennsylvania. Did you know a guy lives in Pennsylvania?
I'm aware that people live in Pennsylvania. You missed it, but while you were gone, we saw the Pennsylvania sex dungeon. You didn't see. You were. I think you
that
were.
That was two times ago for Rob.
Yeah, it was two. Yeah, that was two times ago. There was a home in Pennsylvania. A dude who lived there, and he posted his home for sale on you know, the RMLS website or whatever, had a sex dungeon. And he took photos of it. And I'll tell you what, it was kind of an impressive sex dungeon at that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So this man said he was cleaning out an old videotape collection that he found.
Who does that? Just throw that away.
Yeah, right? Like he was watching them minute by minute.
I guess.
Just in case he wanted to save one.
Right.
Yeah, I find this story to be suspect already. Go ahead.
And he found what he thought was a recording of R. Kelly in concert, but instead it turned out to show a man who appeared to be R. Kelly sexually abusing girls.
Okay.
So he turned the tape over to law enforcement, and yet he says that he has no connection to R. Kelly whatsoever. He just found it.
Then how would you know it's R. Kelly?
Well, I don't know.
Here lies my question. Like, if you saw insert random celebrity, like if you popped in a tape and let's say, I don't know, it's a random celebrity not named R. Kelly. Who's out there?
Bob Saget.
Would you instantly be like, wow, Bob Saget is on a sex tape that I have? Or would you just be like, wow, that's weird. It's just some random dude having sex. Like, who sees that and is like, well, clearly that's R. Kelly.
I see what you're saying.
I find this whole story fishy.
So you're saying that you would just look at it and go, oh, there's porn. That's weird.
Yes.
And then just that's it.
I'd be like, oh, there's a weird, like,
but he gets
porno.
Specific. He's like, that's R. Kelly, and yeah, that's an underage girl.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying this story.
Okay, so he says he's an assistant at a nursing home, and he said he was cleaning out a box of old VHS tapes in his Pennsylvania home when he found the footage on a tape that was labeled with Kelly's name. Dennis said he had never met Kelly and doesn't know how the tape came to be in his possession. He said that because the tape also had a sports game on it, he believed it may have come from a friend. He says, to my shock and surprise, R. Kelly appeared to be on the tape, but not in concert. Instead, he was sexually abusing underage African-American girls. I was disgusted and I was horrified.
But he watched the whole thing, right? That way...
He didn't say that.
Like, how would he...
He said that they assumed that the girls in the video were underage because they didn't appear to have... been developed.
Okay.
You know. So he turned it over to Gloria Allred.
He watched it long enough to know that it was R. Kelly.
Yeah, he did.
And I think that's...
He's like, wait, who is that?
I think that's weird.
You don't do that with your porn?
No, I'm never like, hold on.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm watching underage porn here.
Pause it, honey.
I gotta make sure that this is who I think it is. It's just,
It is a little weird. I mean, this guy has no connection to R. Kelly, and he just finds it.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's weird.
I'm not buying that one bit.
Very
strange. I think he knew exactly what he had, and he turned it over to the police, right? He's like, oh, I've got R. Kelly in concert. No, I don't. I've got R. Kelly. Is that what you thought? Because it was an R. Kelly concert video? And by the way, who has an R. Kelly just, like, home shot VHS concert laying around their house? And why do you put that in? I'm not buying it. Story suspect.
All right, well, that's all I have on that story.
Although I will say that, have you ever wondered if you are watching adult entertainment, what you would do if you saw
someone you
that
knew?
You know?
I've thought about that.
Like, what if you're watching it and you see, like, Lynch's wife on there or something? You're like, whoa. Do you tell Mike? Or do you assume
Good.
Do you assume that Mike knows and Mike's the one filming it or whatever?
I don't say a word.
You just keep it quiet?
Yeah, because I think you're right. I think I assume that Mike knows. That's their own business. You know, whatever. I'm not touching it, literally.
Well, and if I don't know, then that can cause issues.
That's right.
What, like, because you've got a couple nieces, right, that have stayed with you over the years?
Yeah, nieces. College age.
Yeah.
20s. What if they show up?
Look, what happens if you're just like, you know, the wife's gone on vacation for a little bit, you're home alone one night, you're like, time for a little male curiosity, and it's that.
Are you saying that are you asking if I'd tell my wife?
Well, what do you, like... Think about that.
Well, I'd stop watching it first.
Exactly. Think about that experience where you're like, ah!
And then I'd go, like, do the plunger thing, like, from
the Ace Ventura?
Ace Ventura.
Well, think about it, right? So all those girls that do that, at some point, someone's dad has stumbled upon their daughter doing that.
It's happened.
Yeah.
I think with that, they're a little easier. I would talk to them about it. I'd be like, listen.
Can you hook me up?
What if it's like...
That other gal that was in the video, not you. You were great. That other gal, though...
Listen, you need to work on a few things.
What if she's one of the big stars in the porn industry?
Who?
Whoever. And
whoever.
Well, whoever you find, blank person that you know or you grew up with them. And it's one of the ones where anytime you go to that site, you see her everywhere. Can you even watch porn anymore?
Yeah.
It's called bifurcating.
Yeah, I think
you gotta bifurcate the regular season from the postseason.
That is an interesting question, though. What if you came across somebody that it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
Like every fourth video, you're like, wait.
Again?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming it happens around here all the time. Now, this has never happened to me, but I've heard from other people that you go to a peeler joint and there's some gal on stage that you recognize or whatever. I can't.
Yeah.
That's never happened to me. But
me neither.
Have you ever?
No.
Well, I wouldn't be. If it happened to me, I'd be like, it's awesome. There's this girl I had a crush on. I've never seen anyone dancing that I know. I've never had that. But I will tell you this: that there was a relative of my wife's who was in that line of work. She spun for a living for a while, and doesn't anymore and hasn't for a number of years. But at our wedding, so this is, you know, like almost 20 years ago, it was great because at the wedding she was like, I know him and him and him and him. And it was a lot of church going folks.
Right.
A lot of my mom and dad's church going friends were at that.
I love stuff like
that. And she just, it was the best.
Well,
I'm not
going
to say it was
out.
The best part of my day, but it took my day from good to great to hear her point out all the dirty pervs that under the cover of darkness were going to the joints.
Are you a dirty perv? No.
No, but when you're like a...
But when you try to put on that whole, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was great, though.
There's nothing wrong with
any of that stuff. Whatever floats your boat. It's just...
When you're a priest.
Yeah, there were people that shouldn't have been there and like would do the whole I'm disgusted by those sorts of things. And yet apparently they were there enough for her to easily recognize
them.
She's
like, you want your money back then?
Yeah, I've seen you and I've seen you and I've seen you.
Okay, we got to go. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
Here's John for the... final, well, seconds of our broadcast. How are you?
Let us mail it in together for a few seconds.
That really is what happened there. I want to say that was about 12 seconds.
We didn't leave you much time.
I know. Let me ask you this question, though. You guys were talking about the whole James Dolan fiasco.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you got banned from a stadium for life, I'm 100% convinced I could still get in and see a game.
No question.
I'm not so certain, John. You, Rob, yes. You and me both, we stick out.
No, you could.
Well, I know, but 40,000 people, you could get in. How are they banning you and keeping you out of a stadium?
Yeah.
I mean, when is the last time you went to the Moda Center? Those ushers, they're just trying to get you through the door. They're not staring at your face. I 100% right now, you ban me from the Moda Center, I still get it. I get in next week.
I agree with you on that. Now, I did have a friend who blackballed himself from casinos because he had an issue.
Oh.
And, you know, you can get on the blackball list.
Sure.
You cannot get in there, man. Like, they know you. They will kick your ass out of there. But I think sporting events, yes.
Yeah, I believe that. Casinos don't mess around.
No.
I believe that 100%. Sporting events, I'm in.
John does not respect the ban at all.
Well, who's going to get you? Like, what are they, scanning all the seats and looking at the faces? Like, come on.
Right.
It's a valid point.
Maybe I'll try to get kicked out of the corner of Edgar and Dave this year just to see if I can get
Sounds like a fun experiment.
I'm going to get you banned from T-Mobile Park for bitching about it the whole time.
You shut up.
All right. Have a good night. Bye. Love you.
All right. See you guys.
Your body's great. All right. We got to go. What's coming up next? Hey.
1 hour edition of the Hot Corner and then Ducks basketball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot the Ducks are playing tonight. Yeah. You going to watch that big game? The big game against the Kooks?
No, I'm going out to dinner.
Oh. It'll be on later. Are you going to hit it hard tonight?
No, I'm just going to say no to that.
You going to be hungover tomorrow?
First round of the Pac-12 tournament, I'm good.
All right. Hot Corner next. So we're back tomorrow 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.